Welcome to another Paul Hastings podcast. We're here today with Bill DeGrandis, a partner in the corporate practice who also specializes in the data center industry. Bill has 30 years of experience negotiating power supply arrangements for large users of electric power as well as suppliers. He has counseled data center developers in all aspects of their energy supply, contractual and regulatory matters, including negotiating special incentive arrangements that recognize the benefits of large data centers and on-site backup generation arrangements that ensure continuous supply of electricity to the sites. So, Bill, why is the electric power supply so important for data centers?
And so data centers are the backbone of the internet system. They're very large users of electricity. Some can use as much as 20 to 50 megawatts of power, and that's enough electricity to supply many small to medium-sized cities. Besides needing a lot of power, they also need 24/7 power supply. It needs to be reliable, and it needs to be adequate and reliably delivered to their site. And in some cases, in order to receive location incentives, data centers sometimes locate in economically depressed areas. And those areas may not have sufficient delivery systems, and expensive upgrades may be needed to ensure that the data centers can receive the adequate electric service. So the data center developers in their due diligence process will want to explore what shape is the local electric system and will it be adequate enough to supply its needs.
So what are some of the key legal and regulatory issues that data center developers should keep in mind regarding electric power needs?
Let me kind of put them in different categories, Angela, and I'd say there's cost-related, availability, jurisdictional, and timing. Let's hit cost. Because of so much electricity consumed by data centers, electricity costs are a real significant portion of a data center's cost of operation. There's a number of states and utility companies that may have incentive rates for these large, attractive, new high-tech loads like data centers. Still others encourage location of customers with 24/7 needs with a special rate schedule tailored to that specific customer. Now, you want to make sure that the local power company identifies what's the best rate schedule for service to your data center. And you'll want to understand how long any special rates last. If there's a special or incentive rate that has a limited duration, you'll want the flexibility to commence that special or incentive rate once the data center is built out and using its maximum or close to maximum amount of expected energy, so you can receive the maximum possible benefit from the rate incentive. So besides cost, you also have availability issues. As I mentioned, it's real important to data centers that they have adequate, reliable electric delivery, and if expensive upgrades are needed because the existing system is not sufficient, the question is, who pays for them? You want to check the utility system rules on this, because some might try to directly assign all the costs of transmission distribution upgrades to you as the new customer, because they'll claim that you're the cause of the need for those new facilities. However, if the upgrades benefit all the power company system, then there's a good argument that the cost should be what's called rolled in and shared by all ratepayers, with the result that the data center would only pay a fraction of the upgrade cost instead of all of them. So that's a real important upfront issue. You also want to check what the state regulatory rules as well as the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's rules are to ensure that your rights are protected and costs are reduced. Another issue concerns access to existing substations, and especially where there may be competitive applications seeking access to the same substation. Accessing an existing substation is much less costly than if a brand new substation needs to be built for your data center. So you want to check out areas where there's already existing substation and related equipment so that you can better control your costs. Now, what happens if there are competitive applications to the same existing substation? Well, then it's real important how the power company determines what's called its interconnection queue. And how is queue placement determined? Is it based on the date by which you filed your interconnection application? Is it the date by which you provided any required deposits or application fees? Or is it the date by which you signed a letter of intent or similar document with the utility authorizing them to go ahead with studies? to interconnect your data center to their grid. We've seen each one of these used as a marker for your queue position. So it's real important to know what those rules are in the location that you desire to locate your data center in. There's some jurisdictional issues also. If you want to have your own on-site generation, such as like a backup diesel generator, a lot of data centers want to have that backup generator in case the local power company is not being able to deliver all the electricity needed. Well, you'll need an air permit. You'll need to understand what, if any, restrictions there are on its operation. Now, if you have on-site generation and you want to sell excess power back to the grid, you may become a public utility subject to FERC jurisdiction. That's the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And you'll want to check out, if you do become jurisdictional, whether you're eligible for a number of exemptions from regulation. So you need to be aware of this potentially changing regulatory status if you decide any excess power from the diesel generator back to the grid. And lastly, there's timing issues. Does your electric service contract need to be approved by the State Utility Commission? If so, how long does the approval process take? And this is just one example of a regulatory requirement that could impact the timing of your data center becoming commercially operable.
What are the key contractual provisions that data centers need in their electric power arrangement?
Well, one of the first steps is to negotiate an agreement with the power company to study the interconnection needs of your data center. Then the utility will determine, based on those needs, what facilities and equipment are needed and what will it cost. Now, the interconnection and equipment purchase agreements are important first steps. Frequently, the interconnection costs are estimates. More work may be needed during the course of the studies. You want to be notified prior to the commencement of any work that exceeds the original estimates in your contract, and you want the ability to consent to any such work that might exceed those cost estimates. You also want adequate performance guarantees so that the interconnection equipment operates properly and that you're protected from any damage that equipment may have on your data center. Now, once you get past those steps, you have the negotiation of the actual power purchase contract. Now, you may be given a standard form agreement from the utility, and the utility may say, that's our form agreement that's been approved by the State Commission. That's all we can offer you. Well, even in that situation, you'll still want a contract that's tailored to your individual data center's needs. Even if it means you start from the form contract, you should have the right to make appropriate revisions and amendments. And we've been successful in that score in virtually every data center project we've worked on. Now, another important issue that comes up is what I would call matching your capacity charges with your needs. Data centers ramp up over time. They start from small levels, like 1 or 2 megawatts, and they increase their usage from there. Some utilities will seek to charge for the total capacity eventually needed, say 20 megawatts as an example, even though the data center may not be at that level for a year or more. It's better to only pay for the capacity that you use, which of course saves costs. And we've been real successful in ensuring that the data centers we've worked with only pay for the capacity they use as they ramp up their electricity usage.
What value-added services can Paul Hastings lawyers, particularly your expertise bill, provide for data center projects that are located in states all over the country?
Our data practice team has every possible expertise that a data center developer may need. That includes real estate, energy supply and regulatory, equipment contracting, tax, intellectual property, environmental, and anything else, any related specialty. And it's important that we take a national perspective, and we bring best practices to the table that's gleaned from working on data center projects all around the country. In fact, just the last several years, we've worked on new data center projects in the Northeast, Southeast, Midwest, Southwest, and the West Coast. We can recommend contract provisions and regulatory strategies that have worked to protect data centers and reduce their costs. And in some cases, for example, you may have a data center in Oregon that may not have a particular program or contractual provision that we found very useful in other states. And it's real helpful to be able to show the utility in that context that, yeah, what we're proposing, whether it's an actual tariff or contract provision, has been accepted in other states, and it's perfectly reasonable to use it in this state as well. And this approach is especially important in the energy area. In other words, bringing best practices gleaned from our national experience. A local lawyer may only have the perspective of dealing with the local utility and may not have federal experience either. So we know when we need to bring in a local attorney, if there's any particular local issues or state issues that need to be addressed. But overall, we can negotiate the contracts, advise on the relevant tariff provisions based on our overall national perspective. And this nationwide approach really ensures that we bring to the table creative solutions that we've gleaned from years of practical implementation that can ensure adequate electric supply at a reasonable cost for our data center clients.
Thank you again for joining us, Bill, today. And if you would like more information or have questions for Bill, please visit us at www.paulhastings.com.